There it has been sharply critical of Governor Scott Walker's budget, particularly its record cuts to public schools. The Republican co-chairs of the legislature's budget committee sent a letter to Barrett pressing him for details on what he would have done, including how he would have paid for education and Medicaid, and whether he would have raised taxes. Governor Walker said they were fair questions for Barrett, given the nature of the recall campaign.
I mean, if this is a redo, this is not looking ahead. He said he wants to undo what's happened over the last year. He should explain what he'd do. I think the simple reality is the reason he doesn't want to talk about that is he raised taxes.
Barrett responded that Walker had raised taxes on seniors and low-income people by scaling back Wisconsin's homestead and earned income tax credits. Pressed on the question of what he would do, Barrett said he would start by prioritizing.
At the state level, my priority would be funding education. So I think for both of us, I think the question is going to be, how are we going to balance the next budget? I think that that's a legitimate question.
Walker's administration also released new revenue estimates that suggest state tax revenue is coming in faster than previously projected, erasing the state's budget hole. A February report from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau suggested Walker's budget was in deficit. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.